Turn your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
We don't agree with any particular party's platform, or if we do, that has no influence on who we're bringing on in the show. Tomorrow, we will have Haley Clark of the NDP in. Then on Thursday, Ralph Goodale from the Liberal Party will be here. Friday, Dale Duar of the, I hope I'm saying that right, of the Green Party will be here. So again, all parties represented here this week, except for one, but they have been given the opportunity to join us, and they have, I guess, declined. So that's just how she goes. We've thrown the opportunity out to them, and that's it. They have found new research now in the States. They've done research in mice on vaping, and they've found that it alters the DNA and could cause cancer. Is this a shock?
No.
But people are still vaping, man. I'm walking around and people are still vaping hard.
I think it's more addictive than, it's almost more addictive than smoking, or maybe it is. I don't know. It's like, I think you talked about this the last time we brought this up. It's like they thought it was the healthy alternative.
Yeah, you know what? With smoking, at least smoking comes with a shame now. Like, I don't see too many people walking around proudly smoking.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a lot of people who do smoke will keep it hidden. They'll go to, like, they don't. It's just not as open as it once was.
Is there a smell with vaping, like in terms of on you?
Well, sometimes the vape actually smells good, right?
Like, they have different flavors.
And it doesn't really stink you up much. So,
like, I love the smell of when the Colt cigars, and guys smoke cigars like that, those little Colts or whatever.
Maybe that's what they need to do. Maybe they need to make vaping smell like farts, like make it smell like methane or something.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And then people wouldn't want to do it.
It's true. Yeah, I know.
Like, there are ways to deter people from doing things, you know?
Yeah, there are. You could find ways. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, I know you're busy. If you're vaping, chances are you're quite busy shopping for white sunglasses, truck nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe frosting the tips of your hair.
So make all those things really...
Ed Hardy shirts.
Make all those things unaffordable.
Right? Yeah, and then it'll cut down on the amount of people who vape.
Yeah. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
or if you cut out that, maybe they'll have to, factor in their Ed Hardy budget. And they'll be like, oh no, I don't have enough money for Ed Hardy shirts. I guess I got to cut out vaping.
Maybe it's the rate at which people are getting sick and stuff. But it's I just don't get how people thought this was a healthy. You're smoking something.
The only thing that can go into your lungs without any effect is
air.
Oxygen.
Yeah,
and even that's questionable now.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, to some people, even Halloween candy is a status symbol. A woman in California is going viral after she posted a rant about Halloween candy on a neighborhood Facebook page. She's from Rancho Cucamonga, California. She said, quote, it's a real person.
I know it is. It's just
cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community and has to stop. Mm. We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. Give nothing smaller than full-size candy bars.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what Chad's talking about. Anyway.
I knew, too. When I was back home, man, when I was growing up, you knew who had the full-size candy bars.
Well, you knew. As a Glen Cairn guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would get shipped out to the East End?
Yeah, Mom would drive me out to
Windsor Park.
Windsor Park, I didn't even know if Windsor Park existed. Lake Ridge up in Northwest.
Or
Uplands was a big area. You went there because they had a bigger and better chocolate bar. She'd dump you off for half an hour, get yourself a coffee and a friend's.
Yeah.
And come be, and you're like loaded up on these, none of these cheap little Tootsie Rolls. Like
a Crunchy Bar. If I get a Crunchy Bar.
Yeah. Or
I don't need your Styrofoam. Get out of here.
Wonder Bar. Give me a break.
Is it the Wonder Bar that's like Styrofoam?
No, both of them are crappy. You're right. You're right with a Crunchy Bar. Yeah. Anyway.
Garbage.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's disgusting. It's torture. If you knowingly hand children that's abuse. That's horrible.
We asked people what you hand out at Halloween. And Jenna Adams says, I give all the little kids a glow stick and put it around their wrist. And, of course, some cheap candy because I'm not from an affluent neighborhood, she says.
No, I was going to say, you can't eat a glow stick.
Yeah, no, that's right. I don't. Yeah, I like the idea of safety.
I recommend against it.
Calvin, well, you know what a guy should do is make a glow stick that's candy. That we're on to something.
The candy that glows?
Like, yeah, candy that glows.
Yeah, that sounds safe.
Well, because all the other candy's healthy. Kelvin Russell says, I hand out the stuff I like to eat. That way, if I have a weak night, I have lots of leftovers to enjoy.
I do that too.
I do too.
Yeah. Or what I'll do is I'll buy like the big boxes of assorted chocolate bars.
Yeah.
And you realize, geez, there aren't any Kit Kats in this box. It's because I picked through them.
Paul Irwin says he hands out delicious apples because apples are delicious. I don't know.
I hate you.
Debbie, apples. I know.
This is not a healthy time of year.
Can
we just be okay with the fact that there's no health involved with Halloween?
Halloween's beautiful for two reasons. You get to dress however you want without being judged within reason, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, within reason.
And you can be promiscuous, too. And the other thing, well, you can, and without being judged, guys or girls, and then you can eat whatever you want. Diabetes, obesity aside.
Well, I'm pretty sure with that whole diabetes thing is a little different.
No.
But with kids walking around, what I like to think is they're probably walking the most they walk in an entire year on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're burning the calories.
Oh, for
you
sure.
And
they're hot and sweaty because it's minus 32 and
just
they got
give them the candy.
Yeah.
And just be okay with the fact that you're supplying them with garbage food.
I think if you really want to take it to the next level, you give if you really want to prove you're an affluent person, that you are the thing on the block, you hand out hot chocolate to the parents and nice full-size candy bars to the kids.
And Bailey's.
Yeah. Who can't say that?
A little Irish hot chocolate.
Good luck, Vern.
We all know that people with kids love drinking.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We love to keep the phone lines open at 936-WOLF. You can call or text for any reason. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just heading home from work.
Oh, where was work?
I work at the Yorkton Hospital.
Oh, a nurse?
Care aid.
Okay, cool. So what can we do for you today?
I just have a cute Halloween story.
Okay.
Years ago when my kids were little, my daughter was diagnosed that summer with type 1 diabetes. And then that Halloween, my son, he was jumping up and down. He was so excited. He goes, I get all of her candy for Halloween. Right on. He's all excited. And we looked at him. Nope. No, you're not. He was so upset.
I love it. What's your son's name?
Riley.
And your daughter's name?
Carrie.
So Riley's going to be a politician. That is outstanding.
It was the look on his face. It was just so adorable. And then we told him, no, you're not getting it.
So he loves his sister, huh?
Yes. So here's the real question as the journalist in me.
Okay.
Your daughter has type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
Did you take her candy?
No. Actually, what happened was we kept it for a long time, and we gave it to her sporadically during insulin times. We gave her a little bit.
Oh, so there you go.
It wasn't denied.
Well, she shouldn't be denied, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not her fault.
How she could have candy and still, like, we've always taught her that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We are again giving everybody, all local candidates running in the federal election, an opportunity to join us here on the show. All candidates, whether we agree with their platforms or not. Again, this is not considered an endorsement. It is actually our obligation. If we invite one, we are obligated by law to invite them all. So that is exactly what we've done. And some have taken us up on that invitation, including Ian Bridges from the National Citizens Alliance. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm great, man. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Is this your first foray into politics, so to speak?
Yes, it is.
And what made you get into politics?
The day after the last election.
we seem to be hearing that a lot.
You're conflicting here now. You got a Rider sweatshirt on and a Leafs hat.
Time of year, man. Yeah. It's both sports are going at the same time, so I got to have a little bit of both.
So who's your favorite Leaf of all time?
Puppy Clark.
I was going to say, there's only one answer, especially in Saskatchewan, only one answer.
Who's your favorite rider right now?
Probably the Fajardo.
Yeah, Fajardo.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Yeah, of course. He is, for sure. See, Ian Bridges joining us again from the National Citizens Alliance. Yeah. Now, again, you can read up on platforms on all the parties online. Yeah. I know that you guys have a website and everything like that, but let's get into what's really important here. Ian, who's your favorite band? If we were going, if you could have any like artist perform at your birthday party, who would it be?
Band? It would have to be Journey.
Journey! Neil Schon? Yeah. Love Neil Schon! My pictures were taken.
Can you
down.
Do the Neil Schon guitar face?
Hell no.
Like you're taking a dump?
He has one, come on. He has one of the best guitar faces out there. Yeah, I know you're also a Bryan Adams fan,
that's
right?
That's right.
You like
Bryan Adams fan.
Favorite song from Bryan Adams?
Actually, I'm really enjoying his 30th anniversary album right now. Yeah. It has all the stuff that didn't make the Reckless album,
right.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, see, there you go. I've never met too many like hardcore Bryan Adams
fans. That's
pretty
good, actually. I like
What's it like being a hardcore Bryan Adams? When you tell people that, do you get some strange looks? Like, people go, really?
That's... Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, yeah. I've probably seen him 5 or 6 times. So
really?
Good for you.
That's cool. Okay, so Halloween candy. What kind of Halloween candy do you hand out? If I come to Ian's house, what kind of Halloween candy? Because you could tell a lot about a person.
Well, I'm going to go to the store and buy one of those big boxes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Whatever's in the box is good enough for me.
So you're not one of those guys that leaves a bowl on the front step and just take whatever you want and you shut the lights off at 7:30?
Hell no.
Oh. Ian Bridges of the National Citizens Alliance, you're not one of those people that hand out toothbrushes.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's terrible.
It is.
That
it
ruins
really
Halloween.
We don't you don't hand out the Toronto Maple Leaf Stanley Cup Championship shirts.
Oh, boy.
Had to go there. Do you like, how's the door knocking been going for you?
It's going really well.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple people know about us, which was really exciting. So far. So that was good.
How do you deal with somebody when they tell you to beat it? Because everybody gets told to beat it. How do you deal with that?
I had a couple doors slammed in my face.
Yeah.
Just don't want to talk about this slam.
Right.
Wow.
Is that humbling?
Like, no, I feel sorry for them.
National Citizens Alliance again. You can check out the platform and the forum online, everything like that. Yeah. Ian Bridges, thanks for taking a little bit of time and joining us. And, you know, a lot of candidates have it, so thank you for coming.
Yes, you did. You showed up. A lot of people haven't showed up, so that's good, man. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I always took Alex Trebek to be a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's very smart, very learned. He's very buttoned up.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And on Jeopardy, he's very, you know, choosy with his words. He's just choosy with his words. I'm not, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a well-spoken guy.
Yeah, very well-spoken guy. So they were talking to him about how his pancreatic cancer is progressing and everything like that. And he might not be long for Jeopardy. Listen to what he has to say.
I will keep doing it as long as my skills do not diminish, and they have started to diminish. I talk to the producers about this all the time now. I say, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. The chemo has caused sores inside my mouth. It makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. They say, well, we don't notice. I said, yeah, I notice those things. And I'm sure there are observant members of the television audience who notice also. Yes. But they're free.
Well, you know, Trebek is he's part of a show that doesn't have a dumb viewer base. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There aren't people watching Jeopardy that are
I'm pretty sure they
don't run advertisements for Nerf during Jeopardy.
No. And I'm pretty sure though, even if they're smart, they're smart enough to know the guy's fighting cancer. So it's like, you know what, if you slur your words or have a bit of an issue,
I would hope they're forgiving.
But you know, the thing with like the athletes, like an athlete or an entertainer, you want to go out on top, right? So you want people to remember you at your peak. So I get how he'd want to. Well, he's going to go down as one of the greatest game show hosts of all time.
Yeah, he'd
be on the Mount Rushmore, wouldn't he?
For sure.
Bob Barker, Pat Sajak.
I'd put Trebek before Sajak.
I don't know.
Trebek's lasted longer than Sajak. Is Wheel of Fortune even still a thing?
Yeah, Sajak's been around longer than.
But
Trebek.
Is Wheel of Fortune still on?
Yes, it's on. Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't get the hype that that Jeopardy gets.
No, I get it, but I'd say...
come on, don't mention the Sajak in the same breath.
Sajak
Barker
is in the same...
I get, but
Barker, Sajak,
Trebek. Couldn't get Trebek as coffee.
So that's three. Who'd be our fourth one? Monty Hall from Winnipeg? Let's make a deal?
No.
Monty Hall.
I don't even know who the hell Monty Hall is.
Of course, because you don't appreciate legends. That's why you don't talk nicely to me.
Yeah, game show hosts... Yeah, you're right. I'm just going to breeze over that. I'm sorry. Should I give you the credit that's due?
Yes.
Do you want me to sit here and pump your tires all day, Ballsy?
Who would be the fourth talk show host?
Four?
Well, why not?
Steve Harvey.
Are you kidding me?
Who was the guy in Family Feud? Richard Dawson.
He is it, yeah.
No,
for sure.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
Not in this generation. There would be a whole bunch of hashtags
Those
coming
grannies
up.
Grannies loved when he ate Sweetie.
He was a creep.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Elon Musk is a brilliant guy. He's literally putting people into space. I mean, he's invented so many things. He's invented the most prolific electric car on Earth. Ballsy, tell me, what else is Elon Musk up to?
Well, there's nothing like buying your dream car for $100,000 to Tesla and doing something like this. He tweeted that the Tesla is going to allow people to start customizing the noise their horn makes when they honk.
Yeah.
He gave three examples.
Great.
The sound of coconuts, which is a Monty Python reference.
Of course.
Goat noises.
Okay, that'd be good.
And farting noises.
Of course.
So if you're driving and somebody cuts you off because they're not doing the zipper merge right or whatever, you could just press the horn in your $100,000 car.
Hey, I'm driving here. Hey, look at this guy. Hey, get out of the left
lane.
Like
white snakes blaring in your car as you're driving down the ring road. Guy cuts you off.
The funniest would be driving along.
Why is this person driving so slow? Hey, 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 get going. Get going. Oh, my bad. We're in a school zone. Sorry. I know we got to do 30 now.
I'd get the James Brown one if I was doing it.
That's a great reference, and it would be awesome if you would have told me that before this, because I would have brought up the audio of that. I don't have it, though, but I do have this one.
That's just that. You know, that one is. Do that one again. Somebody's got their head down on their cell phone.
Yeah, exactly.
They're texting, and you want them to go because the lights are good. You do this.
Hey, just a little. Hey, I don't think that guy's paying attention. Oh, now he's paying attention. Hey, buddy, get going.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.